You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
It's 7:06 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. If you're in Oshkosh and Appleton, you're maybe listening on WISS. If you're in Wausau on WXCO, you might even be listening on the app. Words today are hard. My brain is broken. It's a Friday. We're almost there. But if you don't have that app, please get it. You can listen to any of the great Civic Media programming. All you have to do is download it for free in your Google and Apple store. Makes things really easy. My name is Jamie Martinson.
And I'm Brian Noonan. I want you to get your phone out. I want you to dial. This is not a text contest. It's not a text game. We're not doing it. We're calling. Old school. 855-75-CIVIC. 855-75-CIVIC. Get on the phone now because we are about to play a game. The Super Bowl is on Sunday. Full stop. Remove that from what I'm going to say next. We are going to play a game that has to do with a big football game. Coincidence? I think not. But we've got a game. We have prizes. We want you to play 855-75-CIVIC. Now, we all know, if you've been listening to this program, in the eons and eons, 5 weeks that we've been on, you know Jamie is a stickler for the rules.
I am.
So I am going to let Jamie deliver the rules for the game. Is called The Big Game Guess.
Ooh.
I know.
Where are sound effects? I feel like we need sound effects for this game. But it's okay. New show.
That sounds like action for me, doesn't it?
That sounds like a meeting that should have happened before.
New show at all. It's fine. We're just doing our planning here on the air, people. It's a new show and all.
No, we've got rules.
We do.
So, Jamie, give the rules for the big game guest.
We do. And thank you very much to our senior producer, Frank, for lining all of this up for us.
Mm-hmm.
So caller number 5, that's what you have to be. You're going to get 3 clues and 3 guesses to try and name the correct team that won the champion NFL team for that year. All right. So the clues will get easier as you go, and you get 1 guess after each clue. After 3 tries, you'll have to punt, and we go to the backup caller. I love this.
Because you get 3 downs, and on 4th down, you have to punt. There's no going for it.
That's right.
It's all football related.
Good old fashioned.
Oh, all right.
That's right.
All right.
Put on your leather helmet, New Rocky, and just start slamming into a wall.
So are we ready to take callers? I'm very excited. We've never played a game on this show yet, so I don't know what to do.
Well, we've played against each other. We have not played. No, I'm glad the listeners are getting a way to play.
Well, we have prizes, Brian.
We do have prizes. Do you want to tell what the prizes are?
I would be happy to. We are giving away 4 different winners, $10 gas cards. All right? So you can win a $10 gas card. You'll have to hang on the line for a minute if we proclaim the winner, because our producer, Parker, will make sure to get all of your information so we can get that out in the mail to you, because, you know, snail mail and all that good stuff. But a $10 gas card, that's not bad. Not bad. We have
no
budget, and I made it work.
I hear gas is under $2.
That's what I'm told.
Well, it's not completely a lie. I think it was 0.018% of all gas stations in the country. 0.018. It's not nothing. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. You'll win a gas card. You'll be able to brag to your friends when you get into work today.
That's right. So
John
and
Oshkosh, why did you hang up?
He apparently didn't want to win a gas card today and do a little trivia.
Guess not.
You know, here's the other thing too. We're going to be super lax with the rules. So, we want to have people win stuff from us. So we'll help you out. We'll fudge it a little bit if we have to. But if you want to play this game, again, the number is 1-855-752-4842, 1-855-75-CIVIC. Call us, and you could win a $10 gas card this morning by playing the Big Game Guess.
Wow.
Does nobody want to play our game?
John is saying, And I think, and he's laughing when he says it on social media. Gas is down 400% by me. I don't need a stinking gas car. They're paying John to buy gas. John, listen, then you could sell this probably for $20. But oh, that's work. John who hung up.
That's right.
He had to
John,
go back to work.
Work back right,
well,
end.
We'll see. If somebody wants to play, we'll play. We have the questions. We'd love to have you. But so 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. In the meantime, let's go through because there's a lot that we may or may not know about the Super Bowl. And coming off watching the Muppets the other day, and I always had a problem delineating the Muppet Show from Sesame Street.
Sure.
Because a lot of the Kermit basically jumped back and forth and Gonzo.
Of course.
But Sesame Street was all about learning and teaching, Jamie. And the alphabet was a big thing.
Right.
So I have a list of ABCs for the Super Bowl.
Okay. All right.
ABCs.
All right. What are your ABCs?
Well, here we go. We're not going to do them all. There's 26
there's
letters.
There's 26. Aren't there? Right. It looks like we have somebody who wants to play our game now.
Well, now it's their turn to wait.
Okay.
Very patient.
All right,
I padded for almost 6 minutes.
That was called us vamping while we were trying to get somebody to win a gas card. It's fine.
All right. A is for anthem.
Okay.
A is for anthem. No sporting event anywhere in the world that embraces pageantry quite like the Super Bowl. Whitney Houston's 1991 rendition during the Gulf War is considered the best, even though she later revealed that it was lip-synced. A also for angelic her performance.
Yes, it was. It really was. All right. So what other letter are we going to hop to here?
Well, what letter you want to go to? You call it out.
But
you know what? I'm going to let's listen.
Okay.
I'm nothing if not a benevolent host.
All right.
Chuck.
He really
wants
to play
our game.
He really
Chuck
wants
to play the big game guest.
All right.
So Chuck, welcome to the show.
Yeah, good to be there.
Are you sure, Chuck? You don't sound convinced. You sound as if you've been held hostage, and we're nervous about that.
Well, I'm waiting for some questions.
Okay,
I guess.
All right. We haven't made these too hard, so hopefully you'll be able to get these, and we'll give you a couple clues if you can't.
So we're going to give you three downs, Chuck. You're going to get three clues. You get a guess after each clue. If you don't have the correct answer after your third down, you punt, and we move on.
All right.
Do you understand, Chuck?
Yep.
All right. So here we go. Here's your first clue. This year, we saw the Beatles for the first time during their rooftop performance. Last time during their rooftop performance. Do you have any idea who the team who won the Super Bowl would be off that clue? Okay. It's okay. We got two
we'll
more clues.
We'll give you another clue.
All right.
Second down. It's the year we landed on the moon. Who won the big game that year?
I would say the Packers.
No.
That is incorrect. Bo, you have one more down. You were stuffed at the line on that one, Chuck.
This one's super easy, and if you're a football fan, I think you'll get it. Broadway Joe guaranteed a big game win. We just need the name of the team.
That was the Baltimore Colts.
Oh.
It is time to punt, Chuck. No. Oh, good try, though, Chuck.
Good try.
We don't have any participation trophies for people who get stuffed at the line, but we appreciate
you
calling.
Thank you so much for participating.
That question is still on the board, so if you think you know, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Back to our alphabet. Jamie, call out a letter.
Let's go with F.
Why am I getting so much feedback?
I don't know. Are we getting a little bit of feedback here, Parker? I'll let you
I'm hearing.
Okay.
I love my voice, but I don't need to hear it twice.
F.
Now
F
it's
is,
gone.
F is the letter.
F is for 49ers, Jamie, one of the Super Bowl's most successful teams. The Niners have won it 5 times, twice in record-setting fashion. They won Super Bowl 24 and 90. San Francisco piled on a 55-point win over the Broncos. 5 years later, they were involved in the highest-scoring Super Bowl of all time. The Chargers scored 26. The 49ers scored how many? Yes, 49.
Oh.
F also for Formidable.
Oh, I love it. I love it. So they've been competitive for quite some time is what you're trying to tell me.
I am. another letter as we wait. You know, the Chuck did not get his downs.
He didn't.
So
the last
we
clue
are ready.
Last clue I'll give you is that Broadway Joe guaranteed a big game win, and that is, you got to just tell us the team that won the big game that year.
We love that ladies are more into sports over the last decades. Teresa wants to play the big game guest. Teresa, you're on Civic Media Mornings. Welcome. Are you ready?
I am.
All right. So Broadway Joe guaranteed a big game win. Do you know what team won the Super Bowl that year?
The big game. We cannot say Super Bowl. It
was
the New York Jets. The year was 1969. They won the big game. They were the champs. 1969. Oh, it seemed like so long ago because it was. New York Jets. Yep. Teresa, where are you from?
Madison.
From Madison.
Madison, Wisconsin. What do you do, Teresa?
What do I do? Sorry, I'm driving and I shouldn't be while I'm on the radio. But,
no, we don't condone that.
I work at a school. I'm on my way to school.
Awesome.
Oh,
awesome.
Very nice. Well, now go in and tell the kid, walk around, flaunt it, to throw out a couple 6-7s. I want a big gas card on Civic Media Mornings. Congratulations, Teresa. Hang on.
Parker will get all of your info.
All your information.
Thank you so much. So
don't hit anything.
No, Teresa. No, please. Be careful this morning. And that's how easy it is. We'll give you, if you get the right answer, we'll give you the gas card. 1-855-752-4842. We still have three of those gas cards to give away this morning if you want to play the big game guess. 1-855-75-CIVIC.
We'll be playing again at about 7:50. So be ready if you're thinking, oh, I knew that. Teresa won that game. Well, at 7:50, we're going to play again, and we have some more cards to give away.
We do.
So if you think you know, we're going to play the big game guess at 7:50. This was just to kind of show you what's shaking. Jamie, do you have another letter for me?
Oh, of course. There's more to choose from. I think we've only been through two of the 26,
of
haven't we?
Yeah.
All right. So let's go a little further in the alphabet. Let's go with W.
W all the way down. Let me scroll. Here we go. W is for wardrobe malfunction.
Ooh.
Obviously, the most controversial moment in Super Bowl history. Justin Timberlake, JT, fleetingly exposed Janet Jackson's right nipple.
There was
and
a
I love
moment.
That we could say that.
We couldn't
yes,
then.
Oh, and then, no, because it was Nipplegate.
She was
wearing like a ninja star, a throwing star, if I remember.
It was a very weird costume.
It was very strange. Now, all right, listen, Jeff is calling in. Jeff, we're not going to have time to get to you, I don't think, because we only have a minute left, and I don't want to rush Jeff.
Yeah, no, we don't want to rush Jeff.
We don't want to rush Jeff. We could, you know what? Here's what we're going to do. We have an interview next. All right, Jeff,
you calling
need you
an audible?
Call back at 7:50. I was going to call an audible and have Jeff go after the break, but we don't have time after the break.
We could also call it 7:35. 7:35 or 7:50, either one.
We'll,
you take your pick, Jeff, and we will be
Jeff,
here.
We'll get you back
here.
On.
Yeah, we'll
if
get you
want,
back on.
If you want, tell Parker. He'll give him your number. We'll call you back.
Yeah, we'll get you in here, and we'll make sure that you get a chance to win a gift card or a gas card, I should say. Gift card, gas card. I picked up both last night, some for personal, some for here. Mm-hmm. At any rate, we'll make sure that you get to play again, and we're going to do this again. We'll talk more Super Bowl throughout the hour. Are we wrapping up, Parker? I don't even know what time it is.
We're getting ready because this is exciting. Jamie gets flustered because games are games. She loves games, but games are off. Games are not in the usual ballywick of Civic Media
so
Morning.
Far
so
off,
we are trying to.
I don't know if in the history of this network if we've actually ever played a game.
We're going to start. People are going to get used to it.
We are.
We're
going to
talk about a great story involving high school girls, flag football, and Racine schools.
Great story.
What? Yes, it all comes together. Stick around here, and we'll get to you. I'm Brian Noonan.
I'm Jamie Martinson. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
and welcome back to Civic Media Mornings on the Civic Media Radio Network. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. I am Jamie Martinson.
And good morning. I'm Brian Noonan. Most of us can remember playing flag football when we were kids. Well, flag football has exploded. It's gained national and international recognition. It's going to be an Olympic sport in 2028. You can see it this week on the Pro Bowl. Everybody's playing it. Colleges are giving scholarships for flag football. News came out last week because a certain guy that many of you may recognize his name, Donald Driver, you know him, played a little real football without a flag, but, well, he had some flags thrown on him, but that's a whole other story. Donald Driver announced a partnership with the Racine Unified School District to begin a girls flag football league. Jody Bloyer is the deputy superintendent of the Racine Unified School District. She joins us now. Jody, thanks for being here. How did Donald Driver and Racine partner up to come up with this Girls Flag Football League? It sounds great.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me and allowing me to share this story. You know, it comes down to, you know, meeting people and starting conversations, you know, as most things do with relationships. Started talking about passions, started talking about just the opportunities and access for young girls in our community and, of course, our communities around the nation. And so, you know, he talked about his interest and passion in helping girls and girls sports and specifically flag football. And I said, man, I want to be a part of that. I want our Racine community to get to be a part of that. And the rest, as they say, is history, I guess.
So, Jody, Donald Driver actually credited you with helping make this program happen. And what did it take to make this a reality working with Donald Driver?
Yeah, you know, collaboration, persistence, passion. You know, he very generously credited me with it, but it takes a village, as you know. So I have athletic directors in this school community that are great. And, you know, we look for ways to say yes rather than no. And most importantly, I have a superintendent that allows me to have this space where I come up with ideas or we come up with things. And he says, you know, do what you're going to do. Is it good and right for children? And I say yes. And he says, go for it. So I'm really lucky to work in a space where that kind of leadership is given to me.
It's been so nice to see, as the father of a daughter, girls' sports over the last number of decades just increase and more sports are available for young women. Was it an easy sell to the, not only the superintendent, but your athletic directors to say, look, flag football, girls love to play it. It's low cost for us. I'm guessing the overhead is not as high as it would be if you were trying to mount a boys football team with all the padding. Did everybody accept this? Was there any pushback?
Yeah, you know, it was a really easy sell because we have young people. You know, we do powder puff still. So powder puff is still a really big thing for us during that homecoming week. And we always have such a great turnout, not only in our young ladies who want to participate, in addition, people that want to come watch.
Okay.
So we knew there was an appetite for it. Of course, we have to think about finances first, but we have to think about finances eventually. But one of the things I love about the adults I work with is if it is good and right for young people, then we're gonna do everything we can to try to get there. And, you know, can we always know? But you're right. This one doesn't have as many expenses. Donald's driven organization, you know, still has them wear those partial helmets because we still think safety is important. So we have some overhead in that and that startup kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But where there's a will, there's a way. We'll figure it out.
We're talking with Jody Bloyer. She is the deputy superintendent from the Racine School District. We're talking about the new girls flag football team at the Racine School District. What kind of interest, Jody, are you getting from the students? Are the girls excited for this program?
They are very excited. And we're in that bit of a gray area, right? From announcements to implementation. And so it's a bit gray. So a lot of our questions are, stick with us and we'll let you know when we know. So, but a lot of interest. I've heard my athletic directors. So let me back up for a minute. Each team has roughly, it's a 7-on-7. Each team will have roughly 20 to 24 students on it or young ladies. So you know, my schools, along with the conversations I've had with KUSD, Kenosha Unified School District, and Whitefish Bay, we're looking at a couple teams per per school.
Nice.
At least at that interest awesome. Level now, right? So that's amazing.
And you're going to have some sort of camp this summer for the girls who are interested to see, you know, it's, well, like other sports have their training camps in the summer. How's this going to work? How do the girls get involved?
Yeah, it's going to be a one-day camp. We're working that out right now. We're having biweekly meetings where we're really putting the pieces together now, and that collaborative effort continues on. It'll be a one-day camp where they'll be able to come and get some of the basics, you know, be able to see how it works and some of the rules behind it. And then our inaugural season will be, you know, we have some ideas of when it will be. It'll be hopefully, you know, couple months where we'll have a few games and have our first inaugural champion. It's been really nice too with UW Parkside, as you mentioned, college sports really embracing it now. UW Parkside being in our backyard and actually not only having it as a collegiate sport, but you know, it'll be scholarshiped then. So, you know, we're hoping one of our young ladies will rise, or more, a few of them will rise to that occasion and maybe even get a scholarship out of our nice. Inaugural season.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So, for any families listening today, how, you know, who might be in your area, maybe thinking about getting this going in their area, we've got about a minute left. What would you recommend them to do at this point, whether it's sign up or maybe look into a program for their own?
Yeah, I would say talk to your young people and they'll stay informed. Talk to your schools. You know, our athletic directors will be the ones with the most immediate information. The great communications team here at Racine Unified. And so we'll also be putting information out through that avenue as well. So ask questions. If you don't hear about it, ask questions and we'll connect with you. That's the greatest thing we can ask people to do now.
Well, it sounds very exciting, Jody. Congratulations on getting it done. Congratulations on teaming up with Donald Driver. Jody Bloyer is the Deputy Superintendent of the Racine Unified School District. Jody, thanks for being here today. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Thank you. Come
watch.
Thank
you so much. Yes, absolutely.
Will,
absolutely. Sounds fun. You're listening to Civic Media Mornings. My name is Jamie Martinson.
And I'm Brian Noonan. More after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
To the Civic Media Radio Network, Civic Media Mornings. What is that music? What is happening?
It's Bad Bunny.
Is that Bad Bunny?
I am glad you asked, Jamie, because I started to ask and then I thought, oh, maybe it's Bad Bunny.
I probably should have known that. It was a good beat. It got me distracted a little bit. Plus, we're playing games this morning. I just don't know what to do with myself.
I could dance with it. Yeah, this is way outside your comfort zone. And people will say, two things. People will say, why aren't you talking more politics? Well, if you haven't been paying attention, the halftime show has become
political.
We'll get into that in a middle. In a minute. It happens in the middle of the game. That's why. But we are playing games this morning. We're giving you a chance to win some gift cards if you know things about a big football game that is happening on Sunday. Not about this one, but about the ones in the past. Why don't you start calling now? Because then you can be in line. And Parker, we can make Parker's life easier. We can line up our callers. Did you just flip me off?
No, I pointed at myself.
I was like, dude,
you said Parker.
I will come in there and drop. I will drop a kid. You don't know who you're messing with, son.
You know I wouldn't do that while we're on air.
Did you hear him qualify that?
I heard him. And I also think distance makes him brave.
He does.
You know? This is true.
Would you say that to me sitting right across from you?
Probably not.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, you can make the boy Aquarium's job easier because God knows they need it as simple as possible to get it done. 855, that's right, I come back hard with the shots. I am not afraid. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. If you want to play the big game guess, start lining up now. Because then we can give you some gas cards. That would be fun.
We've already given away one. Listen, congratulations to Teresa of Madison. We appreciate the call this morning. She was able to guess the New York Jets.
And I saw Tony was watching on the stream, and he was giving us the guess. That doesn't count, Tony. You got to call.
It doesn't count.
You got to call. You had the right answer, Tony, but you did not call. All right. So Yes, politics. All right.
Oh, we got to give the politics. Phone number. Boo. We got to give the
I
phone
did.
Number.
855-75-CIVIC. 855-752-4842. That's the phone number.
Yeah.
855-75-CIVIC. Get on the horn. You know, I know there's people who are used to listening and like, wait, they took a minute from slamming the the administration. What can that be? Well, listen, politics and football intersect. We remember it's happened before. We just have to bring up the name Colin Kaepernick. Mm-hmm. That was when another big politics and football intersected. And it is going to intersect again on Sunday with the halftime show. Bad Bunny is going to be the halftime performer.
But it's not even the halftime show. It all goes all the way to the start of the game, right?
No, I would. Yes. That
did
is,
I jump
that
in there?
True.
I'm sorry. I got all excited.
No, listen, you're very excited because we're playing a game. Go
we
ahead.
Are.
What's at the beginning of the game?
Well, we're going to hear from Green Day. And Green Day has been very vocal of this current administration and some of the things that, you know, they've seen them do. And I think it's interesting because they actually just played a show this week and actually changed some of their lyrics to be fairly unfriendly to the current president. And so I feel like this is Brandi Carlile is also going to be performing America the Beautiful, correct?
Yep.
Right. And she's been a little outspoken about some of the things that this particular administration has done. So it doesn't feel like the NFL, even though there are several owners who curry favor from this president.
Yes.
I'm looking at you, Woody Johnson, who is an ambassador, New York Jets owner, because he has good ties to the president. You know, Robert Kraft of the New England Patriots, he's going to be at the game watching his Patriots. Several of these owners have curried favor and actually hang out regularly with the president. Now, whether or not they align with the politics or not, or whether it's part of that billionaires club, I have no idea. But these things intersect on a daily basis when we're talking about football and at a professional level.
And Trump had wanted to get involved in the NFL. He wanted to own a team, and that didn't work out. Plus, you know, we know how he feels about
anyway.
Yeah, we know how he feels about anybody who is not pro Trump. Mm-hmm. He just doesn't like it. He has said he's not going to the Super Bowl this year, Jamie. First time a president has not gone to the big game in a long time because he's anti them. He's anti all of them. He doesn't like Bad Bunny. He doesn't like Green Day. He doesn't like anybody. And it's so far. It's so far to go on his flying palace.
Well, yes.
Even the old Air Force One is still a flying palace.
Right? Exactly. And interestingly enough, there is a counter for anybody who cannot stand to listen to Bad Bunny at the big game on Sunday.
He's not going to sing in English, Jamie. How am I supposed to enjoy a song that ain't in English? Why is it bad? Why couldn't we have a smiling bunny like J.D. Vance said?
Oh,
you just smile sometimes.
Oh, my gosh. It's okay. It's okay. Because these are the arguments that have actually been floating around. And this is what's been said by...
That's what has been said.
Anyway.
And Alicia points out that, yes, J.D., J.D., Jay-Z, Jay-Z, J.D., J.V., Jay-Z does book the halftime shows now because it's Apple and it is
it's part of the Rock
the
Nation.
Apple Music Super Bowl. I don't know what LX is. Halftime show.
60.
I should have looked that
60.
Up.
60. Yeah. 60? Just it's the big game. We won't even talk about the numbers because I don't know Roman numerals off the top of my head, but it is 60 this year.
But you knew that one.
That's only because I saw it in a commercial yesterday. Please don't think that I'm brilliant with my Roman numerals. I saw it in a commercial.
Why would we doubt that that's an area of your expertise?
It is not. I will be honest. It is not.
Do you have a super, I'm only asking this question for the audience. 855-75-CIVIC, your favorite halftime performance.
Yeah.
If you're on the fence about Bad Bunny and you don't know, you're not sure.
Yeah.
But all right, who did you like? So, yes, Jamie, you were about to say there's an alternative.
There is.
I can't wait to hear it. I don't know where I'm going to find it, but I'll be doing my best to avoid it.
Well, let me tell you, I haven't looked into it too deeply. I've just seen what's come across, you know, my news feeds. But Kid Rock is going to be the alternative to the Bad Bunny show. Bad Bunny halftime show. So it's Kid Rock. It's all part of that Turning Point USA alternative for anybody who can't stomach watching Bad Bunny on a stage. That's
Can
what you
I
get.
Can I ask when, and you're a history buff, when in our timeline did Kid Rock become the bastion of good Christian values?
Considering he has a song when at his peak of popularity that talked about dating young girls under the, it literally said under the age of like 16.
Yeah, number of arrests.
I have no idea. I think it's because this president.
Because he's a cowboy.
Yeah,
baby.
And I think this administration so badly wants celebrities to like them because they really don't at this current time. I think they so badly want somebody to like them in the celebrity vein that they latch on to anybody like Kid Rock. I think, and Nicki Minaj now too. Is she going to show Nicki Minaj, Kevin Sorbo? I would die. I would literally die because you know there's going to be clips of this Turning Point USA alternative show. I would die if Nicki Minaj came out on stage with Kid Rock as the special guest. That would just be like the peak epitome of where we sit in this particular time frame. It really, truly would be.
I think, and Jamie, you have a 50% say in this as the co-host. I think the punishment for Parker flipping me off is he has to be the one to watch. He has to be the one to watch the Turning Point halftime show and report back to us.
My friends,
Frank, we'll talk to Frank. Frank will he pulls the trigger on everything.
We'll
that
dole out the punishment. We answer to Frank.
Yeah. Listen, the Boyquarium's getting a little too big for their britches.
They are. They flipped you off.
It'll be very hard to convince the people at the Super Bowl party I'm going to watch that show. But I'm just going to put that out there.
It'll be very hard to stay employed on Monday.
Don't you have a computational device that you can take? We can be connected to the world.
Did you see what platforms it's on? I don't know if I have any of those.
No, what platforms is it on?
Educate us.
It's a bunch of very obscure ones. I saw Colbert talk about it.
Oh.
What a shock that it wouldn't be on a major platform. You're telling me Netflix is not going to run this?
No, I'm afraid not.
Oh, there's a surprise.
What about Pluto?
Pluto? Ooh.
Tubi.
Tubi? Is it going to be on Tubi? Oh, my God.
If you can't even get it on Pluto and Tubi, then you know you've hit a different point. Roger from Stevens Point chiming in this morning saying that 40 years ago, Donald Trump sued the NFL to force the league to add teams from the old USFL. The USFL won only $3 in the suit. Yep, kind of agree there. We also have Shasta from Eau Claire listening on 93.5 The Tap. She chimed in to your question about the best Super Bowl halftime show. She says the best performance ever. Prince cannot agree more. It was one of my top ones. Looking forward to watch Bad Bunny and Green Day. Yes, right there with you, Shasta. I also, as this will probably not come to a shock, will not be tuning in to watch Kid Rock and maybe with all hope and fingers and toes crossed, Nicki Minaj appearing on stage with him because I so hope that happens.
Listen, once his little friend Joe passed away, I thought Kid Rock lost his magic. Once you don't have a little person dancing with you and being your hype man, it's very sad. John agreeing with that. And I would have to agree with Shasta. Prince for me, just because it was so memorable. One, he was unbelievable shredding on that guitar.
Mm-hmm.
But the rain and the curtain and the whole thing, it was perfect. But then it's funny. I do remember three others and they all fall into the same genre.
Mm-hmm.
I really remember when the Stones did it.
Yep.
I remember watching a lot when Tom Petty did it and when Bruce Springsteen did it.
Oh,
and
of course.
I liked all of those because that's my
wheelhouse.
No, I agree.
Music. Those are all
but
great.
But the Prince one, none of them
held
topped
a candle.
Prince.
No.
Prince was great.
And I would say the one to me that was most impactful, Prince was probably my all-time favorite. The one that was most impactful was probably U2 after 9/11. That was in the 2002 Super Bowl, where they basically only sang the one song, name scrolled behind them, and then Bono opened his coat with the U.S. flag. And it was, to me, because that was the big question going into that Super Bowl, if you remember that moment in time. Again, mm-hmm. Parker, I know you were too young to understand because Parker's that young. But I think...
Wait, he's going to flip you off.
He might. And then we're even. It was a moment in time, though, where everybody... The game was in question. Nobody understood how to make the world go on after what we had witnessed at 9/11. And then it was like, do we have the celebration in this moment? And I thought that U2 in that moment really was probably, I get they're not an American group and I get there was a little backlash for that. But at the same time, I thought it was one of the best moments of the Super Bowl and handled so so well in that moment in time. I thought it was exquisitely done.
It was. Here's a question for you. Who has performed the most Super Bowl halftime shows?
Oh, gosh. I don't.
Who's performed the most?
The most? Is it?
It will shock you.
I'm going to say Beyonce, Katy Perry. Those would be on my guess. I don't know.
Up with People.
Oh, that's right. Up with People.
Up with People has done it five times.
Because before we got corporations involved in the Super Bowl halftime show, we trotted out magicians on TV because...
Guy in a jetpack recreating the moon landing. That was a good one. Dogs catching frisbees. That was a halftime show.
Yep.
That's really Americana. Marching bands. The very first halftime show was the University of Arizona and Grambling State marching bands, along with a trumpeter, Al Hurt.
We've come a long way in 60 years from marching bands to Bad Bunny.
So Bad Bunny.
Oh, there we
Bad
go.
Bunny.
There's some more Bad Bunny. I know this one.
855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Call in now. Get ready to play the big game. Guess we'll do it after this. This is Civic Media Mornings. I'm Brian Noonan.
I'm Jamie Martinson. It's 7:48. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Oh, and some Green Day to start this segment, too. Thank you very much, Parker. It is 7:52. See, we're getting into all of the big game festivities already. Because, well, let's be real. We need something to look forward to. It's 7:52 right now, Civic Media Mornings on the Civic Media Radio Network. My name is Jamie Martinson.
And I'm Brian Noonan, and we are busting out a brand new game today, mm-hmm. The Big Game Guess, it's called. You're giving three downs to guess the name of the team that won the big game. The clues start out a little harder, mm-hmm. maybe a year. Maybe then they get easier.
Right.
So 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. We've got room for a couple more. We're going to start this round with Sam.
We are.
Who is in Wanakee. Hello,
yes.
Sam. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Good morning. Are you ready to play?
Yeah.
Well, let's find out about Sam
okay,
for a minute,
all
Jamie.
Right,
why
all
are
right.
we Why are we in such a rush?
All right.
Sam, what do you do there in Wanakee?
Well, I'm working from home currently.
Okay.
So
working from home. Is that is that code for something, Sam? You're very secretive.
No.
All right. Do you know a lot about football, Sam? Have you followed the big game?
I watch the Super Bowl here and there. Not really.
Okay.
I mean, okay. A lot of commercials, to be honest.
There are a lot of commercials. It used to be more fun because you couldn't see the commercials until the day of the game, and now they're already online before the game. So
Exactly. So I'm waiting for that, having some family over.
It'll be fun.
Pretty much the gist of it.
Should be a good time. Well, you are playing for a $10 gas card. Are you ready for your first down here this morning?
Yes.
Okay.
Ready as I'll ever be.
All right, here we go. And remember, they'll get easier as we go. All you have to do is tell us the team that won the big game that particular year.
Okay.
Donald Trump was sworn into office for the first time. Any idea, based on that down, what team would have won?
This is terrible.
Oh, no, it's okay. They're going to get easier. Here we go.
Right.
We'll give you down number two.
Stop for the first down, no gain.
All right, here we go. Number two.
Patriots.
Yes!
Oh!
Yes!
Woo! Oh!
That's got it.
Yes, siree. Very
good.
Look at
you.
All right.
Wow.
Yes.
Congrats. A $10 gas card for you. That was
awesome. Nice job, Sam.
He didn't even need
the
second down.
Yeah, second down was the first big game to go into overtime, and the Falcons blew a 28-3 lead.
Yes.
But you didn't need those clues, Sam, because either you knew the game or you Googled it very quickly. either way, you are the big winner on the big game guess. Hold on. Parker's good when he's done flipping me off is going to get you all get all your information. And hey, thanks for playing. Thanks for listening.
Yeah,
we're glad you're here, Sam.
We'll make sure we get that card out today. Thank you so much, and enjoy time with the family this weekend. It's that easy, Brian. If you want another crack at the big game guess, just call us 1-855-752-4842 1-855-75-CIVIC. We have two more of those $10 gas cards.
Do it quickly because we're almost out of time.
We are, but we've got a little bit of time, so do it quickly.
We do have some time.
We
do have some time.
No.
Sam mentioned that he was going to have some people over, have some snacks. Jamie, you said you're doing a lot of crock pot snacks.
Oh, that's my go-to. We'll have three of them on the counter. Yeah.
That sounds good. There is a clear favorite, though. A Good Eating put out a survey. They did a questionnaire. The best Super Bowl foods.
Mm.
I will let you have a guess. What do you think? I've got the top three here.
Okay.
What do you think was the, this is according to data across states. Number one Super Bowl treat would be?
I'm going to say, I'll be honest, I haven't even looked at our notes.
Okay,
good. How prepared I am for today. I'm going to assume that maybe chips and salsa on there, but I'm going to assume it has to be wings. It has to be wings as the number one Super Bowl food.
The number one Super Bowl food based on this Good Eating data is, in fact, Buffalo wings.
Yay!
37
Do I get a gift
states. You get to hang on to them if we don't give the other two away. 37 states chose buffalo wings as their favorite food. It peaked in New York, or New Jersey, rather. 47% of the people there voted for that. Georgia, South Carolina, Virginia, and Alabama, all big states that like buffalo wings. You mentioned the number three when you said chips or salsa.
Okay.
Because, yes, number three, chips and salsa, chips and dip.
Oh,
so
chips
salsa
and dip.
Would be a dip.
Yeah.
But there is a clear dip that is the favorite.
Okay.
Any thoughts on that?
A clear dip. We're not talking about the president.
We're not, but it's the same color.
Is it a buffalo, like a buffalo chicken?
Dip. All right. Hey, we got
color.
It is. We have another player for the big game guest. Let's go to Wauwatosa, where Michael is. Hello, Michael. Welcome to the show.
Are you there, Michael?
Oh, he's there.
There
we go.
There we go. All right. We have just all right. So we're going to play.
Michael, enough of the niceties. Yep. We don't have time for chitter chat.
So we're playing for the $10 gas card. All right. Are you ready to go? We'll give you your first down, and you just have to tell us the team that won the Super Bowl that year. So clue number one, Steve Jobs launched the iPhone this year. And again, all you have to do is tell us the team that won.
Not sure on that one.
Okay, all right.
All right. Clue number two.
Is Prince performed at halftime? Any idea what team won the Super Bowl that year?
Delay of game.
All right, this one will get easy. This one's easy. I think you'll get
it.
This one. Peyton won his first by playing for this team.
I'm sorry, who was that?
Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning.
No. Thank you so much for playing.
Michael, good try.
Indianapolis
Colts.
Thank you so
good
much,
try.
Though.
Thank you for playing our game. Well, that's it. Listen, if you're going to be, I hope you'll stick with the show for a long time, because we're going to be playing more games. We're going to be having more fun.
We are.
We're going to be talking a lot of politics. The number two treat, by the way, pizza.
Oh,
so
that's always
that's
a good
it.
One.
Another week in the books, Jamie.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. You're listening to Civic Media Mornings. My name is Jamie Martinson.
And I'm Brian Noonan. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again on Monday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.